or periods of showers and thunderstorms. Same thing on Wednesday. High both days in the mid to upper 70s. And maybe a few leftover showers on Thursday. Still highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, good. Are you the guy they've got coming in to read the disclaimer?
Oh, well,
Good. Here, take this and stand right there, and when I point to you, start reading.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, and cue the music.
1,
go.
All matters
discussed
during this show are for informal,
informational
purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Pick it up a little.
Pick up what? I didn't drop nothing.
Just keep reading.
Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representation. Yeah, that's it. Can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed. In detail with one of our highly qualified representatives.
I got it that time.
Prior to their implementation.
Okay, it's kind of last minute, so I guess we'll have to take that and go. I can't believe they sent you in here to read this.
Oh, they didn't. Well, what'd they send you in here for? Change out the light bulb in the man's room.
Go!
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's Redneck Star Trek.
Captain's log, Captain Clyde reporting. While on routine patrol around Uranus.
Shut up.
We have been surprised by a fleet of Klingon ships.
Captain Clyde, the Klingons are hailing us.
Put it on the speaker. This here's Captain Clyde. Identify yourself.
This is Captain Klang from the Klingon Empire. We have you surrounded, Captain Clyde.
What you want? Our dilithium crystals?
No.
Well, I guess you want our secret transporter technology.
No, not that either.
Well, what is it you want?
We want your portfolio.
A portfolio? Red alert! Red alert!
Captain, there's no need to worry about our portfolio falling into the hands of the Klingon.
Why is that, Mr. Spooky?
Because last time we were on Earth, we took our portfolio to David Earnest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So our portfolio is protected. What you think about that, Mr. Klingon?
Well, crushes, foiled again. Klingon's out.
Man, it's a good thing we took our portfolio over to David Earnest.
Yes, Captain, it was the logical thing to do. Not only is our portfolio safe from the Klingons, but our retirement is set up as well.
You know, I think I'm going to call old David Earnest and see how our portfolio is doing. What's that number?
334-279-7431.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Spooky. Now let me get back to filling out the captain's log where I can tell him about the time we encountered Klingons around your...
Don't do it, Captain. It's a cheap laugh.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right there, Mr. Hulu. Take us to warp drive.
Engaging warp drive, Captain.
That don't sound good. Man, this ship is a lemon.
Should we call Mr. Skippy in engineering?
It won't do no good. He'll just start whining about we got no power. We got no power. Dadgone.
From our super secret studios, somewhere out near the edge of the galaxy, it's the Health and Wealth Show. We've got our phasers set on stun, and we're ready to transport your portfolio to where no portfolio has gone before. Now, here he is, fresh from a vacation on the pleasure planet, Riza, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
Au contraire, mon frère. He is here. He has returned. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, tanned, rested, and ready. It's David Ernest.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Glad to see you back, man.
Yes. I tell you, it's been a lot of fun, but don't get lost in Mexico.
Did you get lost in Mexico?
Well, not exactly. I think my taxi driver might have got lost.
Did he have a meter, or was he just charging it per person?
He said it was just $20 per person.
Okay.
Yeah. But we ended up at his house.
Oh, really?
And, well, that's another story.
He
found the way home.
We've got Chris with us tonight. We've got, what did we decide? We're still working on that?
Just call me Lukey for right now.
Lukey, okay. That's kind of weird. And we've got Leah. We got Luke and Leah here with us.
Princess Leah.
Yes, Princess Leah is here with us. Yeah. And it's just a full house. And we got some fun stuff to do. But first off, I want to tell you to call David Ernest, anything financial. If you want to talk to him about your retirement, your 401k, your IRA, and what he can make it do for you, call him right now, 279-7431, and he will get the ball rolling. And let's see, you went to Mexico.
Right.
And your birthday was Saturday. Were you in Mexico for your birthday?
I had just arrived that morning, about 6:30 a.m. We arrived in Mobile.
Because you know what they'll do in Mexico is they'll put up a big piñata in your honor.
Oh, really?
And you get to beat the tar out of it, and whatever comes out, you get to keep.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact. Next time you go, make sure you're there on your birthday.
I felt like they had beat it all out of me already.
Yeah, you. Whenever I talked to you, y'all were busy doing something.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Leah, how are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
I can't complain. How about you guys?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I can't claim that. I can say good, but the pretty part I can't back up for me. So I just have to take your word for it, yeah.
But it's great to be back in the good old USA.
And I understand that we may be getting some rain. And I'm trying not to knock stuff over here.
Yes, we're going to get that.
We could get some rain sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been raining at my house since, it rained, the weekend, and yesterday wasn't too bad, and then it started raining again last night.
I think I'm going to have to turn my house into a cruise ship because my pool is going to overload. It's almost full already. I mean, over the brim full.
You could stock it with some bass, and we'd come out there and have a big fish fry.
Maybe.
We'll just go out there and catch them and cook them right there.
Yeah, but mine gets full of frogs. We could eat frog legs.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good. It's 609, and the phone number here is 272-9228. And I wanted to ask you about something now before, because we got something big to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But you were telling us a story downstairs, and we had to break rank and run up the stairs. You said that you were telling us that the taxi driver was going to take you guys around to a, did he say, free tequila tour? Okay, now finish that up for me, because you got your mom, you got your lovely wife.
She didn't go. She stayed on the ship, yeah.
Okay, and who else you got? Your brother?
My brother and his wife.
His wife, okay. Yeah, so yeah. Y'all are headed out in Cozumel.
Yeah.
To this free tequila.
Essentially, he said, where do you want to go? And I said, just, around and look, I want to see how, the regular people live here,
uh-huh.
Not just a tourist place. He said, okay, but what about a free tequila tour?
And you're thinking,
okay, so we do this, okay? And that's when I found out that there's not a whole lot of difference between good tequila and good bourbon. It's about the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. They make it very similar. It's just the plant's different, but, of course, the alcohol comes out the same, and they just put it in these barrels, and, it gets brown from sitting around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a lot of alcohol in it either way. It just tastes better.
It's
smoother the longer it waits in there. But,
right.
I did find out they have a lot of problem with their power lines there. Because
the electricity goes out.
The electricity went out while we were there in the tequila tour.
Mm-hmm.
It went kind of dark on us there. And when we were trying to buy the tequila, they said, no, it cannot, they couldn't charge our cards, you know.
Oh, no.
No power. So they would take us to this other place where they could charge our credit cards, okay? Mm-hmm. So we ride. That was sort of like an extended tequila tour, okay?
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what you could call it. So we go into this other place, you know, a few miles down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was a lot of people with these big hats on and, you know, hey, senor, hey, you're doing.
Did they have the bullets across their chests?
Oh, and, all kinds of crazy stuff. And there's, it was a bit, it's almost like a cartoon. They're just kind of like drooping there, you know. They've been drinking too much tequila shot, uh-huh. I guess. So we go in there, and the girl, she's kind of like been drinking too many tequila shots herself.
Uh-huh.
So she takes the card, she's going to charge it, and she drops the machine or whatever you call that thing, and it breaks.
Oh, no.
She said, "Miss Senor, we cannot charge you." And I said, well, it's free. No, senor, not free. So they take us to another tequila place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these places were in connection with each other or what, because, you know, nobody speaks a lot of English there,
uh-huh.
and except for the taxi driver. And so we get there, and they sell us Cuban cigars, and they charge us for the tequila tour.
Now, did you smoke the Cuban cigars?
No, I brought them home.
They let you bring them back now?
Yeah.
Because you know, used to, you couldn't do that.
I've been reading about it
because
I want to make sure I don't go to jail.
There you go.
For doing anything wrong. You can bring back as many Cuban cigars as you want.
Really?
Yes. And you can smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you want to do. You just can't sell them.
Okay.
You can give them to your friends. So I'm going to have to find out if I can give them away over the radio. I'll have to ask some authorities.
Yes.
You see, because yes. I don't really want to get in trouble with the Mexican government.
And we don't want the Cuban government to show up here either. Who's in that old beat-up Volkswagen? That's the Cuban government here today, sir. That's
Well, there's a lot of bearded people down there, so I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and there was no international incidents or anything. Everything worked out. You didn't.
No. Well, when we were coming back into the United States, my mom lost her driver's license.
Uh-oh.
Yes. And she was looking frantically for them, and here I am pushing her in a wheelchair, right? And the girl says, if you won't tell anybody, we'll let her back in. I said, well do you want to keep her?
And
you can have her.
So that would explain that welt across the back of your neck there. You know, that you have one, huh? So you got Mama back home okay.
I got her back in.
Everybody had a good. You took some of the kids, too, didn't you? Or did you?
Do what?
Did you take some of the kids with you?
Oh, I took... Yeah, all of my grandchildren except for two, yes.
Okay.
We took three and then took my son didn't go and his kids didn't go.
You sure you brought back enough because you didn't leave any of them down there, did you?
No, they know where the bread's buttered too much.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time and we're glad you're back. We all jumped in, had a big old time and held it together while you were gone and you're back and we are happy. And now your birthday, how old were you on your birthday?
I'm on Medicare now.
Okay, that says
if
enough.
If you care.
That says enough. That says enough. And like I said, glad to have you back, man.
Thank you.
I'm glad,
you know, that I'm getting some of that socialistic medicine, a little dose of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of it is okay, I guess. Sort of like a little bit of tequila is okay.
And I didn't want to tell you, but there was some talk that Nancy Pelosi was going to try to get you, you know, in trouble down there where you'd have to stay.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
And not be helping people with their portfolios and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she's like that, you know.
Well, you know, I don't think very many people had a portfolio problem down there where I was.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that's good.
They didn't have the only thing they had was tequila problems.
So that probably depend a lot on the tourist trade. You said bread and butter. That's probably how they make meat down there.
But I will tell you, this guy was really nice, and we went to his... He took us to his, he called it his ranch.
Uh-huh.
That's what he called it. So we go down this dirt road.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes out from the port. Or I guess it's about 15 minutes away. Anyway, and they've got all these barbed wire fences and looks like, you know, people had weapons or something. I mean, you know, like they were all ready for some kind of invasion or something.
You didn't ask to see his badge, did you?
Batches? We don't got no batches. We don't got to show no stinking batches.
Treasure Sea of Madre. I'm sorry, I just have to do that.
Well, it was a different world altogether. You know, of course, they were all standing around the dugout well and pulling water out of, you know. And, I did see a little girl that had, you know, like these one of these little very inexpensive dolls, like maybe a foot or long.
Yeah, you were telling me about the little girl.
And it was in
doll.
The box, okay, and she wouldn't bring it up, but she was so proud of it, and that just about broke my heart to see that little girl with that doll. It was cute, but at the same time, you know, Americans are spoiled, man.
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
Yeah, we got some sound of you making some of those stops there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are federales? You know, the mountain police. If you're the police, where are your badges? Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
And then they shot each other, and it was all over with. Yeah. And that is from Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart and John Huston.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we got into the cab, I did have a lot of warning from other people. Don't drink the water and don't get in cabs with either, you know. But, you know, I did drink the water. Uh-huh. But, it was mixed in the margarita. Badges? What am I going to do?
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
And, you know, he won the Mexican Oscar for that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And now for the greatest line in a movie in 1948. Here are the nominees. Batches. We don't got no stinking batches. And there were the son of people who had those batches. They had those.
You know what I realized sitting here? You fit right in down there.
Probably. He is our king. I do have a look about me. If you wrap a towel around my head, they're taking me in. They're going to come get me. They're going to check me out, make sure I ain't trying to blow up nothing. It's weird. I don't know. But we're glad you're back. Man.
Thank you.
But you went out to the guy's house.
Yeah.
And did
his ranch. He called it ranch. It's about a 3-acre ranch.
Ranches? We don't got no ranches.
I mean, had, you know, two or three dogs who were like kind of lame looking. I mean, I'm not saying this to be ugly. I'm just trying to paint the picture.
Well, they probably not feeding them no Dinovitin or nothing.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
And but he was real proud of his place, and I said, "Isn't it really nice? You know that you showed us."
And
this
then the hospitality.
I mean, he's a really nice guy.
Taking these strange people to his house,
and his kids all come out. You know, uh-huh. He had like two houses there. They looked like adobe looking houses. You know, uh-huh. And he had a dugout well, and of course, all their clothes were hung on this clothesline.
Yeah,
and. You know, everything had barbed wire wrapped around, you know, like around their peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they were afraid somebody's going to invade them or something.
Could be. Yeah. Was it hot?
No.
Wasn't very hot. Was just kind of, what was it, 70, 75 degrees?
About right.
That's not too bad.
No,
right
it wasn't
there.
Bad at all. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was nice here. It was pretty through the week, and then in the weekend it rained, and it was wall-to-wall on the TV with the weather reports, and... everybody was getting kind of scared, but it rained for 15 minutes at my house. I mean, it stormed for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah, well, it stormed enough when we left Mexico that several members of my family got sick from seasick.
Didn't you run across a tidal wave while you were out there?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell you there was an earthquake?
No. There was an earthquake in Puerto Rico, and some people were talking about that could be tidal waves. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if that far out, it would have been under the water.
It wouldn't have bothered you unless you were land. I don't even know for sure. I don't think there was any tidal waves, but people were talking about it. They got afraid.
And if you see a tidal wave, just don't taunt it. You should never poke it with a stick or make faces at it, and it'll leave you alone.
And it'll just kind of glide under you. Now, unless you go to land.
There you go.
Then he'll slap you in the face.
They will. Now, they will. You're back, and you were just telling me something a minute ago. Tomorrow's a special day.
Yes.
I start.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's going to be at the office.
Princess Leah will be at the office, and, you know, she'll be helping me take care of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these portfolios.
And we've got all sorts of goodies coming up. We've got, let's see, the first thing is the dance. Now, that's going to be February the 7th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be down.
Dance.
And it's going to be down at the Davis Theater.
That's right.
And I guess we'll all be down there. There's a talk of a contingent of the Elvi coming in. We're going to have a lot of Elvises down
We've heard. And we've heard that there'll be several Elvi.
And then the next thing we've got is the car show that's coming up.
Right.
When is that?
We haven't decided when that'll be.
But we were talking about venues for the car show. We're going to be talking about that, too, because we're going to bring you in on that.
Because, of course.
Because we're going to have your expertise.
Oh, yeah.
But, glad to have you back, man.
Well,
we missed you.
I'm glad to be back. I hate to tell you, I know I look funny because I keep grabbing this counter, but my sea legs are still they're still on me here.
Well, that'll come back.
Yeah.
But how big of a ship was it? Was it?
It was one of the older ships. I don't remember the exact tonnage of it. If I had to guess, I'd say it's about 70 or 80,000 tons. They've got some newer versions. They were like in the 130,000 tons. So this is the older ship, but it has good stabilizers on it, or we'd all really definitely been sick.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went on a cruise was in 1979 when I got married. Yeah. I went to the Caribbean Sea, went to supposed to go to Puerto Rico and some of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane David.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Strongest hurricane of the century chased me out of the Caribbean. It followed us all the way to Miami.
Well, there you go.
And then I saw myself on TV. First time I ever saw myself on TV. Oh, okay. That night in Birmingham, Alabama, I saw myself standing in a line. And these poor souls barely got out of Miami.
Okay.
And that was true.
We've got Quan on the line.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm fixing to pull that up now. You remember Quan, don't you? She called us before.
Oh, yeah. She's supposed to ask the question.
We've got her on the phone. Quan, are you there, dear?
I am. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I'm okay. Well, I'm on top of ground.
You sound like you're doing pretty good. What can we do for you this evening?
Well, I know y'all are all the men with the master plans.
Oh, goodness.
So, but no, seriously, I was trying to see if y'all can help me find a mechanic.
Find what?
She's got the parts. She just needs the mechanic to go with it.
Oh, this is the nice lady looking for a mechanic. Well,
yes.
After what David told me, we need to find you somebody. Because the guy that quoted that price to you, was he wearing a mask and holding a gun at any point?
I felt like it.
I used to sell car parts, and I know what a fuel pump costs. I also know about what people charge to put one on, and that was a bit out of line, I thought. So what we need to do is we need to just throw it out there. What kind of vehicle do you have?
It's a 2006 Chrysler 300.
Uh-huh, and you just need to have the part.
That's right.
And you need to find somebody who can put it on for you and not put you in the pole house.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. And have me eating out the dog.
Mm, boy. Ooh. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm sterile. Ooh.
Wait, what's the port? What port is it?
It's a fuel pump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My boyfriend does that.
Okay, well.
Oh,
Quan, we can give you his number, and he'll do it.
Hang on a second. And do you have her number?
No.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold so Luke can get your number. And then we'll make sure that Leah gets it, and you can call him or call them.
Yes, we can do that for you.
Okay, I'm putting you back on hold.
And we won't put you in the poorhouse.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're
I'm holding.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, maybe we got that problem solved. Cause
yeah,
that was a lot.
She
of
had
money.
Called. I talked to her earlier today on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
did y'all hear that terrible noise?
Yes.
I didn't know what that was.
It's so scary.
It was a knife going through my brain. That's what it was. Okay, so hopefully we've solved that problem now. And if you've got a problem, with your finances, say you've got, 401K, you got the IRA, and you want to roll it over into something that's going to start making you some money, well, I got a phone number for you. It's 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest, and he can do that for you. He can roll that into something that's going to be getting you some money and saving you money and earning you money and make things nicer for when you retire or you want to go on your cruise.
Yeah.
Right.
How about that? And before I forget, Chris was just waving at me.
Yeah.
And I had a thought going, and it might have hurt me. I don't know. But tomorrow's a special day for more reason than the fact that you are going to be in the office over there. The first, it is Luke's
birthday.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Happy birthday to you. 17.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What are you, you got anything special planned? You know,
I don't know. It's,
you're homeschooled. You going to get the day off? Or? No? Okay.
I think three of the top brothers are going to have a paintball fight.
Are they going to let you? And they're going to promise not to gang up on you?
They don't need to. I'm the best.
Oh, you the man, huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Birthday's just abounding.
Well, you know, there's only one way to stop that.
Yeah, and
you don't want to go there.
You don't really want to do that.
And there's only one way to lose your portfolio, and you don't want that to happen either. And, you know, it could happen.
It could.
It could happen.
And you could do things to prevent that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking about this coming in today. Remember the roaring 20s, the historics?
Yes.
Guess what happened on the tail end of that?
Well,
the Great Depression.
It wasn't so great, really.
What are we at now?
The roaring
20s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So could it potentially happen? You know what? I don't know. The thing is that there's so many experts right now, and, you know, experts are experts, but I was just reading yesterday that one of the really hotshot economists said, hey, this is the roaring 20s all over again, and you can expect the same thing to happen. And his advice is try to not get too involved with, drinking the tequila.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? I've mentioned this before, and I want to do it right. There's the 6 P's and the 5 P's.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the 5 P's and the 7 P's? I'm gonna give you the 5. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Okay.
Right.
The next one would be the 6th. But that's correct. What you have to do is you have to plan ahead for these. You know, don't think, well, I'll get to it. You need to go ahead and do it now. And David's wide open, man. He's been off resting. He's all like stomping his feet and pulling at his restraints, trying to get away. He's waiting for you to give him a call.
Just look at what happened last week.
Yeah.
We almost went into a war.
Mm-hmm.
See how fast that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw it coming. You don't know what's around the corner. When everything's going really good, and it's been going good for a long, long time, you got to think about that. What might be around the corner? Now, I'm not you know, trying to preach any kind of doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be practical here.
Yeah.
If you're a young person, fine. You can wait it out when it hits. Just like you were talking about that tidal wave that might have hit, you know, and people were worried about it. The thing is, if you're older and you built up a 401k, and if you were happy enough to make 50, 60, 70, 80% of the market instead of 100% of it, but and still can never lose it, maybe you want to think about that.
279-7431. And we've got folks on the phone.
Okay.
I see Crawdad.
All right.
Actually, I see his name there. Crawdad's on the phone. Hello, sir. How are you?
Bones and notches to you.
Bonus notches to you, sir.
when you talked about having gone down to Mexico, you know, a long time ago, it was called Old Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I think that had something to do with Texas and Maximilian. I'm not sure. But
could have been, yeah.
You mentioned tequila when you were trying the tequila. Did you buy any of that stuff that was in a white plastic bottle that was clear tequila? They usually sell that, you know, folks coming back in.
I didn't buy any of that. I bought some that was been aged supposedly 7 years. They had the clear, which was fairly cheap. They had the 7 year aged and they had the 12 year aged. Mm-hmm. I have to go see what the name of the company was. You cannot buy this in the United States.
And then they had the 15 year aged. It walks back to America by itself. So you didn't.
I got some 7 year because it did have a little bite to it, whereas the 12 year, it was too smooth.
So, I had a friend bring some of that back. I forgot what the term is. It's when you buy something at bringing things back in. But anyways, he brought this clear plastic bottle. It's a tequila with a black and white label.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it was the smoothest stuff.
Really?
I couldn't believe. I was expecting, you know, something harsh, you know.
Yeah.
Like Aristocrat vodka, you know.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. Now, Mezcal, that's a completely different critter. Mezcal has...
That's the one with the worm in it, right?
Well, sometimes they put that in there. But, yeah, that's...
They say it's a worm.
They told us the story of the worm. Go ahead. I'll tell you.
Some of those marketing schemes down there also include putting in a scorpion. Sometimes you'll see a scorpion. Sometimes you'll see a worm.
Uh-huh.
But the little worm, they put that in there because there's a little moth that likes to lay its larva on the agave, the big blue agave.
Uh-huh.
And that's just, you know, part and parcel for that. But some of those agave tequilas could be kind of bitter, you know. But that's why I thought the stuff that was in the clear bottle, it was just right.
Well,
I
was out in Spokane, Washington, and I got the worm. Oh, and everybody lost their minds. Everybody went crazy, and they came running in there screaming. Of course, I was in a Carl's Jr., mm-hmm. at the time, so now we know.
The question I had for you, when at some point the United States was going to help out Mexico by buying Mexican bonds, they called them tesabonos. Hmm. Does that ring a bell?
Not right. What did you say they were? What's the first
they
word?
Were bonds. Like
bonds. Okay. Yeah. Bonds. Yes. I got
were
you.
Selling. They were selling where you could buy, you know, dollars into pesos into their economy,
mm-hmm.
and they called them tesabonos, and we bought a whole bunch of them.
Uh huh.
And I didn't know the whole story on that. I was wondering if you'd heard about that.
I'm not familiar with those bonds. I am somewhat familiar with the Chinese buns and the, Italian buns, I think they are, and some other buns. Essentially, some of these buns, when the countries, when they went out, you know, like after World War II and they were taken over by the communists, some people are convinced that those buns still have value. But so far, people have been buying these things for like pennies on the dollar,
mm-hmm.
and to my knowledge, no one's got any money back yet, but they keep saying that it needs to be monetized, but I you know, from what I hear, it could just be a bait and switch kind of thing. I'd be, you know, very leery of it, but I don't know about your bonds. I really don't.
The other question I had, are there any governments that are now still, to this day, basing their currency on a gold standard that they hold? Or is everybody on fiat money now?
Everybody's on, as far as I know, everybody's on the fiat money.
That's just scary, man.
Yeah.
We're all down to a poker game and we're playing with IOUs.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. And that's the reason why I keep talking about the roaring 20s. We could possibly be in the roaring 20s again. This is the 20s, and the stock market is roaring, and it looks like it could possibly be full of hot air. So all I'm saying is look out over there. You don't want to get near something that might blow up, but you know, we don't know. The problem is we don't know the future. It may not do what we're fearful of, but if we're older, we cannot possibly afford to trust the government to take care of us if the stock market goes poof.
I am in that boat myself.
Well, there's ways to protect yourself better and not lose, but if the market continues to go up, you will go up with the market, but just not as great of a rate. But you might go at a better rate. Say, like, I've got a program that went up 25% last year, and it's a fixed indexed annuity. 25%, including a bonus, is a good return.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things don't average those high returns. The stock market doesn't average what it's been returning. And the averages are much lower than what it's been returning the last year or two. So you've heard the word normalize? Get back to where it's normal. Get back to its averages. What does that mean? That means it has to adjust, possibly. What did it do when it adjusted? It corrected. What happens to your portfolio when there's a correction if you're not protected?
Wait,
I know. What is that?
You know, the first time I heard the term quantitative easement, I thought it had something to do with a laxative.
Well, you would probably not need a laxative if this thing happens. You probably wouldn't need one.
You see, they needed it because they're full of it, telling me that they were going to... Well, and who was that president? Had a little pointy head. He was going to give us all a bonus, and that way we'd feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this little, pittance of money... everybody who really doesn't understand, oh, look, I got some free money. And it's nothing. And then it turns out that free money is also taxable.
Exactly. It's just like the Secure Act.
Was one. And then the same little president with the pointy head took all these antique cars that potentially could have been fixed up and, with the fins on the back and nice shiny polish and some new interior and be on a showroom in Vegas. And, because they weren't fitted out with emission control devices. Oh, no, my gosh, we have to crush those things.
What a moron.
And how many people who are in the business of restoring automobiles had nothing to do at that point because the big three are selling you a new plastic car. Uh-huh. When something that was a vintage car would have been a better... To me, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, cars are not a good investment unless you're buying one that is an heirloom antique like a 67 Chevy.
Something that will appreciate in value with age. So.
If you can, like I say, something's only worth what somebody will give you.
Well, let's say I got a Galaxy 500 red, white interior that purrs like a kitty and gets 12 gallons to the mile.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
It may not be worth a lot to other people, but that's another thing about those types of hobbies. You don't go in it thinking you're going to make a ton of money. Know ahead of time it's a hobby.
That's right.
There you go. That's right.
If you happen to make a little money on the back end, good for you. You enjoyed your hobby.
That's exactly right. You got it.
Well, Crawdad,
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much for your call, man. We got Tony waiting on the line. We'll see if he's got anything nearly as good as what you had.
Viva con Dios, amigo.
And hasta mañana to you, sir.
Bones and notches.
Buenas noches.
Notches.
When I got those stinking batches.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
And Tony waiting patiently over here on this other line over here. Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, not too much, guys. Is this the swap meet show?
Yeah, we might swap. So what you got?
And I heard that person looking for a mechanic. I can do that, but I need a mini bike.
I know a guy that can sell you a mini bike.
A mini bike.
But he lives in North Alabama, but that's all he does is mini bikes.
Well,
I'll give you his phone number, and you can call him. He's probably got 100 of them.
I know somebody here that might have one.
Oh, you do?
Oh, Terry Adams.
Oh, yeah. He's got all kinds of stuff. Terry Adams.
I'll have to check into that. I'd like to find an old mini bike for the kids, for the grandkids.
Oh, those are fun.
Get you one of them Honda 50s.
Especially if you get a boy my size on one, it's a lot of fun to see somebody ride one of those.
Yeah.
It's like a parade. All right, man, is that all you got this evening?
No, man, I got a question.
Okay.
A couple of questions for David.
All right.
All these different plans and programs that you talk about, what kind of money would I have to, to be able to get one of these started? What kind of money do I need to put into this stuff?
Well, we couldn't go down as low as $2,000.
Oh, okay.
To start it. But mm-hmm. then you could put, say, like $100 a month in.
No. Well, I mean, I've came into a little money over the past few years and all, and I just got it sitting in an account right now. And I want to do something with it, but... You know, my dad grew up in the Depression. He was born in 25. And, we always thought cash was king.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely very valuable when you need it.
But, I would like to get something going, but these programs, if something really bad were to happen, can you get money out of these programs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the beauty of them. You can always get your money without having to worry about the market taking it down the tubes.
All righty. Well, I'm going to write your number down next time y'all give it out here on the radio.
Well, how about 279?
Hang on.
Uh-oh.
279-7431.
How about that?
All righty. Well, I will definitely be giving you a call. Like I said, I need to sit down and talk to somebody about it. Last time I went to the bank, of course, their guy wanted to talk to me, but I know he's trying to make a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can't really blame them there, but they I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Uh-huh.
The banks can't compete with what I have. They don't have what I have. They're not allowed to have what I have. They're not allowed. And if essentially it boils down to these organizations that have these products, insurance companies, they don't give the bank the same channels that we have. And the reason why is because they don't trust the banks, because they're people who work in. I'm not knocking them. They may be somebody there 30 years, but banks don't want to have to go through all the training over and over and over and over. So they make it it don't compete with us.
Right.
Our products make more money than theirs.
Well, like I said, they had a plan, you know, talking about the same type of plan, but...
I mean, on the security side, they have good stuff, okay?
Right.
What I'm talking about is the fixed index side, they don't have the stuff we have. It's not allowed.
Right.
It's called a channel. They don't have the same channels. We have the independent channel.
Hmm.
And banks can't go through independent channels.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I
You're
will
more than welcome.
Be reaching out to you and set up some kind of time to sit down and talk.
All right, my friend. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye,
thanks,
Tony.
Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Tony. Appreciate you calling, and call us anytime. Now, David.
Dave's not here.
No, he is. He's back. lost my mind there for a minute. Two things I wanted to know if we could talk about these. Number one, you know, the Queen has said that Prince... Is it? It's not. Is
Harry.
It Harry? Prince Harry and Meghan.
And
Meghan
they're
are
like
gonna,
the Sussex.
Yeah, the
uh-huh.
Duke and Duchess of.
Yeah, Duke and
something.
Duchess. Yeah,
they've decided to monetize themselves.
They're gonna step back away. And the Queen has called me, asked me if I was available.
Oh, really?
I said maybe one night a week on the weekends I could come in and be royal.
Okay.
But this other thing that I wanted to ask about, can we talk about this thing we were talking about earlier?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Go right ahead and do it. I mean, I've already got permission.
Okay.
As long as you put the disclaimer, this does not have anything to do with Earnest Financial.
No.
At all.
Nothing.
No. Nothing to do with annuities, Earnest Financial. This is a completely different company making this offer.
And this
There's my disclosure.
This is completely true. We just came up with it, and we talked about it, got permission, and it is true. Nobody else in Montgomery, Alabama. I might even say Alabama has ever done a radio promotion like this.
No,
it's,
nobody
it's
has.
Interesting.
I just don't think they have.
Well, we're always going to give people a shot at making lots of money.
We innovators.
Of course.
Okay. Now, you know, the beginning of the program back several weeks ago, how long we've been on since October?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been on since October.
Well, we've been on longer than that, but for the hour show.
The hour show live on the weeknights. But, you know, we gave away Folcarelli's Pizza.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Folcarelli's Pizza, sadly, has closed.
That's correct.
So we cannot give away Folcarelli's Pizza.
Not anymore.
Until this evening, as we sat around the table thinking about stuff, we have decided to give away Folcarelli's Pizza.
Absolutely.
We are giving away the business.
Business will be given away.
This is a brick-and-mortar business set up to make pizza and sell pizza. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is give it away. That's about all I'm going to tell you right now. But we are going to give this away. You could be an entrepreneur out there selling
pizza. And I can
pizza.
Tell you safely
that
the person who originally cranked this business up...
Mm-hmm.
has probably close to $250,000 in startup costs. Mm-hmm. This cost will not exist.
Now, we are going to let people call in and get qualified for this.
The not the owner, but the
That guy. Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
That part.
The what?
The real estate person.
Yes, okay. Yes.
They
realtor.
No, not a realtor.
No,
but
real estate person.
The owner.
Landlord.
The landlord. There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. I've been thinking in Mexican too long.
There you go.
pesos and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Know what I'm... There we go. I've got to think Italian here. I can't think pesos no more.
Hey, that's a spicy pizza.
Well, what's the Italian money called?
Lira.
Lira. Got to think lira here.
Isn't it? Or is that Greek?
Euro.
Euro. Yeah, it's a euro.
Euro?
Maybe.
Yeah, no,
it's
a euro.
Oh, it's euro now, right?
Hey, greenbacks.
Yeah, it's a euro. We have to think of a euro now.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway.
But anyhow, this is for real. This is not another joke.
Not a joke.
We'll be talking about it more this week.
Yes.
And,
we want people to apply, and then there will be three people mm-hmm. who will be interviewed uh-huh. by the owner of the real estate.
Uh-huh. Now, right. And restrictions do apply.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know,
they will apply.
So this is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. But the thing is, if you're out there and you ever wanted a business and you get to qualify for the business,
uh-huh.
you can't just like not qualify to do it right,
mm-hmm.
this business will be turned over to you. You'll probably have to change the name. You might not. You could probably call it Folk mm-hmm. Relics if you change it a little bit.
Or you could call it Bob's Pizza. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
That's
whatever
something
you
want
to do,
talk
yeah.
about. But it's brick and mortar ready.
Mm-hmm. That,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
All you have to do is walk in there.
That's right.
It would probably be good if you had some business experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And you had some good people to work for you, because you've always got to have some good folks backing you up.
That's right.
And like I said, we'll sit down and get pen to paper and write out things that you'll have to do. But this could be yours.
It could be.
How about that?
Absolutely.
We're giving you the business.
We giving you the business. This has nothing to do with Ernest Financial or David Ernest. This has to do with another company that could be giving you this business. We're just doing the promotion for them. Essentially, you could have your business for pennies on the dollar. That doesn't mean you would not have to invest money. I will tell you, the food truck, you know, you have to store up the pizza. You have to store up the merchandise. You have to store up. You have to hire employees and that kind of stuff. That's on you, okay? But the $150,000 to $250,000 startup cost to put the building together, to put the kitchen in there and everything else,
mm-hmm.
that's free.
Yes, and
right.
this could put yourself, you'd be in there, you'd have your badge just like everybody else.
Plus, we would badges. Promote you on the radio.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
We would promote you on the radio.
I'll even do your commercials for you.
Yes.
I know. I've been knowing a guy that does commercials, so
uh-huh.
I could do that. And it'll be a lot of fun, too, I think. You might be somebody who has retired, and you're sitting around the house, you've watched Wheel of Fortune, and you're thinking, you know, this would be fun.
Yeah.
So, real quick, to like apply to this, do they uh-huh. just have to call into the radio as long as they meet some certain criteria?
Well, I guess what we'll do is we'll let them call, and then we will
okay.
check to make sure.
Right, of course.
We'll get some information and make
okay.
sure they check
because,
out.
Because they're going to have an interview with the real
landlord,
estate owner, the landlord.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just wondering.
And
so
that's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are no stupid questions. Only
no.
There, no, no. It's only stupid if you don't ask the questions.
Right. Okay. But it's a real good opportunity for the right person.
Uh-huh.
For the right person. Just like, you know, anything else is a good opportunity for the right person at the right time.
Leah's Pizza.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I just got done slinging dough. I'm ready to sling some different
dough
kinds.
That's right. You worked, you worked
at a pizza place.
Yes,
I did.
Yeah, you
did. And we're going to do some more things. I've been talking to another company that has a lot of connections. Someone called me and said, hey, you know, we need a life coach. For financial stuff or this, that, the other. We've got the perfect person. They are a counselor. It's not me. We've got all kinds of different, you know, when you're trying to help each other,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that when you're helping each other?
Cooperation.
You know, cooperation. We have a lot of cooperative cooperation. Folks wanting to help each other, just like the lady who called wanted some help on her car.
Yeah.
You know,
We want to be of service to Montgomery, Alabama, in every way we can. And if that keeps you, if that helps you keep from losing your retirement when the correction hits, that's one thing. That's what I do. There's many other things that I do, like planning that your family gets your inheritance properly. One of the things that people really need to know about is the SECURE Act. It has changed things tremendously. If you had a trust, your trust is probably outdated immediately. You need to call me. Let's talk about it. Maybe we get with an attorney and have it rewritten. But IRA trusts are obsolete. I repeat, IRA trusts are obsolete. They're worthless now.
Well, that's...
They're no good.
So you should call somebody. Oh, I know.
If you have a trust, you're trying to designate your RMDs and stuff like that, it's absolutely not what you want anymore.
You should
you need to have it checked.
David Ernest.
Yeah,
279-7431.
There's a lot of things that need to be updated. Not just the IRAs, but any kind of financial planning that you did in the past, because of the SECURE Act, needs to be looked at. There's a lot of things that were interconnected that now have been disconnected, and you don't want that because you don't want to. You don't want your inheritance going out into the wild blue yonder, mainly to your disfavored uncle.
Or your favorite uncle's snotty kids, you know how that works. You know? And as I said a moment ago, call David Ernest. Anything with finances, he's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's only 43, and he's been doing this for all these years.
Yes,
and he's real good at it, and he can take care of your problems and turn those frowns upside down. 279-7431.
And some of you guys that don't have a retirement, maybe if you took over Focolarelli's Pizza, that could be your retirement.
Yeah. Who knows?
You might never know.
Might have a string of these things in 10 years. You never know.
You never know. It's
and
you never know.
You know, you said something a while ago that I don't know if they did this before they closed. Actual catering.
Yeah, I think that catering is a really good idea. I mean, the place that I worked at did catering for weddings, baby showers, everything, and they did charge a delivery fee for that catering. And then, I mean,
You know, so many things can be done.
Yeah, of course. There's a plethora of opportunities with that place, and you just have to know how to market it and how to sell it to people.
There you go.
And I'm sure that David and I could help you with marketing. Like we said, the radio and other things, social media advertisements, stuff like that. We're really good at that.
And you start work tomorrow.
I do.
Isn't that cool?
You know why she's going to be with me?
Why's that?
Because
she's smart.
She's smart.
There you go.
Not because of me. She's smart. She's got that really fancy degree. And I said, I gotta have her. You know,
I've got a degree.
What's that?
It's propping up the table at home right now.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
Actually, I do have. I have a degree in marketing and one in business.
We have the same degree.
Yes.
Wow.
Hers is probably better than because it's newer. mine might not be to the
degree. I think you're using yours very wisely.
It might not be to the degree of her degree.
Rusty, yours didn't get rusty.
Yeah, I got a degree. They didn't give a degree out in being a doofus, but I tried. I went in and said,
you did good.
Doofus degrees. It's 6:54 now. We got time for maybe one more brief call.
Yeah.
And I'd like to mention, I need to forward this to you. I got a really nice message from Deb over the weekend.
All right.
And she just loves the show. She
Wonderful.
Listens all the time. She said that we are her favorite program.
I love
and
that.
And so she was telling us about a song she wanted to know if we could play. I'm going to see if I can play it for her here in a minute when we go out tonight. But I'll forward that to you because you can see what nice stuff she said about us.
Yeah. Yep.
And
well,
Deb,
one of the things we have the advantage of come on at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock tonight, you know what happens at 7 o'clock tonight?
Everybody goes to sleep.
I hope not.
Oh,
I hope they don't go to sleep until they find out what the score is.
Oh,
right,
that's right.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you don't want to doze off for that, yeah.
No.
So, we've pretty much covered everything we've got, and we got right now, Lukey. Okay, we're going to go Lukey.
Yeah.
Lukey and Lika.
No, that ain't.
No. Right.
Ooh.
No.
and is that what you want to go with, Lukey?
Just,
or?
Luke is fine for right now.
Luke. I like Luke.
Okay.
Luke is a pretty cool radio name. I mean, I named my radio loop one time. It was. I told y'all about somebody gave me the Bible on CD, and it was James Earl Jones reading the Bible. And I couldn't stand Luke. Every time I got into Luke, it was like, Luke. And I'm thinking he's going to say, I am your father. He never did that. And I understand that we've got a new Star Wars convert over at the Cleghorn abode.
Yeah?
Is it Joe? Joe?
Oh,
Joe is...
was he 7 years old?
Six.
He'll be 7 in March.
Yeah. Okay, he'll be 7 in March.
So
he was close to 7.
He's wanting to check out.
March 18th is my birthday.
When's your birthday?
March 18th, and his is the 19th, right?
Wow, we're having all these birthdays around here.
Crazy birthday people. March 18th. All right. You know, I could go ahead and play that song for her because I think that'll take us out to the top of the hour. Remember, call David Ernest. Anything that has to do with your finances, call David Ernest up. He can help you. 279-7431. He's back live, ready to go, and we will be back tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. With more health and wealth. Now, you come see us anytime you get ready.
Of
you don't have to, you don't have to wait for me to call you. You know, you just
show up.
Just show up, yeah. And we'll always be glad to have you.
Of course.
Thanks
I
a lot,
love
guys.
It.
Thanks a lot. And,
thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Now, let's see, I got to reach over here and push this. This is Ann Murray, and this is from 1970. It's a little out of. We don't usually do this kind of stuff. This is Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man from Ann Murray.
Oh, I like that song.
Thank you so much for listening to
Adios.
Well, yes, sir.
Bye, guys.
Amigos.
Hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from a Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book on a tremble, when I read about the part where a carpenter cleaved the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be, and it causes me shame to know I'm not the gal that I should be. Your hand.